The section of the 119th Psalm that we're going to think about today is called Koph, and this is the letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the title for the section. And Koph reads, verse 145, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies I have known of old, that thou hast founded them forever. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The Hebrew alphabet, as I have pointed out to you before, is a pictorial language. And in many cases we can actually see a little picture from the Hebrew letter. The Hebrew letter is actually a representation of something, a simple sketch. In some cases it is difficult to decipher what the sketch actually is. But even in those cases, we know that the letter represents something. What the letter represents is relevance for the section of the psalm that it entitles. Where Koph is concerned, we have a picture of a needle, the eye of a needle. And that is exactly what the Koph is, the eye of a needle. And the eye of the needle is an enclosure. It is an enclosure through which the thread must pass. The needle is enclosed by the thread. And this is exactly the picture that we have in the Psalm 119, verse 145. We have a picture of a man who wants to be closed in with God. He wants to be enclosed by God. He wants to pass right through the very heart of God. And he wants to be aware of the gracious, divine presence around him. And therefore he said, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. He's coming to God because he knows that he needs the Lord in his life. There is a lot of passion in this psalm. Here's a man who's seeking after God. He wants God in his life. In verse 145 he's crying, but he's not just crying, he's crying with his whole heart. This was a religion of the heart. But it was a religion of the heart that was manifest through the tone of the voice and through the passion of his petition. I cried with my whole heart. In the verse 146 he said again, I cried unto thee. Verse 147, I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. That simply means he stayed up all night until the breaking of the day. So great was his urgency to come to God. Sleep would not come to his eyes. He remained upon his knees. He said in verse 148, mine eyes prevent the night watches. Through the watches of the night, there he was, seeking God. Verse 149, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. And then in the verse 151 he said, thou art near, O Lord. You're nearby. I've spent my time praying to you. I want to know you, and I know that you are near. Oh, this is so beautiful, just to know that the Lord is near, that he responds to us when we pray to him. But yet he isn't really interested in formal prayers. He's not interested in ritualistic prayers. He's interested in prayers that come from the heart. Let me share with you a little story that I read as a teenager. As a teenager, I read a book by a former Catholic priest. His name was Charles Chinnicky. He was a French-Canadian. And he spent 50 years in the Catholic Church, and quite a lot of those years he spent serving as a priest. What was it that took him out of the Catholic Church? What was it that shook the faith that he had? Well, there was a number of factors, but one of them was his experience in the confessional. And he related this story that he was in the confessional box and he was hearing confessions. When there was a young girl came, and she was extremely burdened, and she was extremely sad and sorrowful. And he was conscious that he could do nothing for her. And he could sense the burden of her soul. No words of his could actually change her. And then, through the grill, he noticed that she was on her knees. And she was not asking him for forgiveness. She was asking Christ for forgiveness. And she was on the floor and she was really crying unto God. And she was coming to the Lord. And she left that confessional box with peace. Not because of anything he had done, but because of Christ. And he recognized that here is one who is a greater priest than I am. Here is one to whom sinners can go directly. And a short time after that, that young girl, she tragically died. And he was brought to her deathbed as the ministering priest. And he was struck with the peace that she had, facing death with peace. And he remembered that time in the confessional box when that young girl bypassed him and found peace in Christ and Christ alone. The psalmist here is talking about coming directly to God. And we can come directly to God today. And we can find forgiveness with God through Christ. He is the one that has passed into the heavens. The Bible calls him our great high priest. And we can confess our sins to him. And we can find peace in him. And how wonderful it is to know that there is peace alone to be found in the Lord. There is no burden like the burden of sin. Whenever we realize we are sinners and that when death comes we will be in hell. That's a terrible thing. A terrible thought. To know that we are lost. And to know that we must be forgiven. And that's something we should pray for. There's a great illustration of a man who really prayed for help from Christ in the Bible. His name was Peter, one of the disciples. You remember how he walked on water? And yes, I believe that Peter actually, literally, physically walked on water. Because the Bible tells me he did. Whenever the Lord walked on the water and he told Peter to throw his leg off the side of the ship and come to him, Peter did that and he walked on water towards the Saviour. And then suddenly Peter became aware of the elements of the waves, of the water. He realized what he was doing and he began to sink. He lost faith. And as he was sinking, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And a strong hand reached down and plucked him up. He was saved. And whenever he was sinking in the waves, not being able to swim on that stormy sea, he really cried. The wind was howling. How he would have screamed, how he would have shouted, "Lord, save me." And if you're to be saved today, if you're to know the Lord as your Saviour, you need to come to him and you need to seek him for life. "Lord, save me." There is no peace like the peace of knowing that our sins are forgiven. No peace like the peace of knowing that when death comes, it will be absent from the body, present with the Lord. What a wonderful thing it is just to know that peace and that grace. And here in the Psalm 119, verse 145, the psalmist said, "I cried, hear me." And then he said in verse 151, "Thou art near, O Lord. You've answered my prayer." I want to tell you something. If you come to the Lord today, you will be saved. Not because I say so, not because the church says so, but because the Bible says so. The Bible is true. "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come unto me, all ye that labour under heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The words of our blessed Saviour. Rest for the soul, found alone in Jesus Christ. Will you come and find life in Jesus today? Will you trust him? And will you come to know him as your one and only Saviour? I thank you so much for listening.